It's Bayou Sports with Coach Brent Indes. Brought to you in part by Iberia Sports and Rehab, Hike, Mindell, Grubbs, and Dalmore, Swing Insurance, Blazing Specialties, Additive Solutions, Cane Row Golf and Turf Club, The Quarter Tavern, Arsenal Ford, Frank Specialty Fitness Equipment, and Action Specialties. Now, here's Coach Indes.
Good morning. We're going to go ahead and add LA Classic Roofing, the official roofing contractor of Bayou Sports, along with Grittick Electrical and General Services. Our friend Jonas Hebert. All right, great show today. We're going to have David Jordan on in a bit, the longtime head coach of Catholic High. Spent many years there, left, went for a few years down the road to ERAF, right there in our listening area.
And turned that program around.
Absolutely turned it around. And one of my number one priorities when I got to Catholic High's athletic director in 2013 was to get him back, which I was successful. And going to have him on, going to talk about this season. Fired up to have Chad Arsenault, my man from Iberia Sports and Rehab. In my opinion, the best-kept secret of what's going on in this area that people need to know about, something nothing but positive for our young athletes, for our coaches. We're going to talk about the evolution of sports training in the past 25, 30 years that literally went from nothing, from Coach Indes to diagnosing injuries to a professional.
You okay, kid. Get back in there.
Rub some dirt on it.
Yeah.
Okay, how many fingers do I have up? I mean, all those things. It's just, it's when you look back in modern times and you think how injuries were evaluated as late as 1996, 97, because that's when I'm going to go ahead and put my finger on that things really started changing in the early 90s.
Yeah.
But they really started changing in the mid-90s. Right as I was becoming a head football coach in 96 in Abbeville.
I can remember our old trainer and doctor was an old coroner here in town, and you'd have a little ankle injury or pull muscle, and you'd be all right.
But that was in a game, okay?
Yeah.
The thing is think about practice.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes practices are more physical than games.
You're true.
Well, that doctor wasn't there at practice.
No, he wasn't.
I promise you.
But he was there for the game.
Yeah, right? So typically, again, like for years.
No Acadian ambulance either.
No, yeah. Just amazing how things have evolved in a good way relative to that.
Yeah, things have changed.
So high school basketball. I hate to say sad ending because whenever you've got a program like Highland and for the first time you take your school, Coach Carol Sensley takes her school to the promised land, to that finals. Of course, there's nothing negative about it, but, hey, somebody's got to win and somebody's got to lose.
The Washington Christian girls, they were, I can't say Sequoias, but they had four or five girls that were 5'10".
Yeah.
And
evidently athletic because they press all over the floor.
Yeah.
Run a 2-2-1 full court.
When Miss Barra got in foul trouble early, or say midway through the first period, and they brought her out. They couldn't stop her inside, but yet she was the rebounding strength they had, the Lady Bears. And when she came out the game, they pulled away a little bit, and held that lead.
Well, if you look at the box score, it was just steady. It was a 5-point lead after one, a 10-point lead after two, a 15-point lead after three, and finish up with 6 points ahead and a 21-point lead at the end. So it wasn't like at any one point that the Bears got blown out, but it was just steady, and sometimes it's just the other team's better.
Yeah, you're right.
And they were the better team that day.
They were that day, but the rebounding, and I kind of led the listeners to know that they needed a little more strength around the boards rebounding, and the rebounding edge wasn't that great, but second and third and sometimes four shots that the lady the Lady Bears were giving up. It's what was a lot of difference in the game. And I know I had a text later on during the day from a friend that he thought one of my best lines of the afternoon was this little girl, Wirtz, was at the line so much she should be paying rent because she was at the free throw line, I think, 15 times.
And Marin Barra, even though – She got in early foul trouble, 17 points, 14 boards. Going to be highly missed. Mikayla Olivier chipped in 12, and then you had a bunch of other Highland players that
Yeah, she's scored. A freshman.
Yes, exactly. So definitely losing Barra, that'll be tough to replace, but a lot of young talent, including Coach Sensley's daughters, that's going to be coming up, and looking forward to what we've got coming up in the future from the Highland Baptist Lady Bears.
Yeah, the little Abshaw girl played well, too, because they pressed her all over the court. She did a good job of handling and protecting the basketball. I mean, they'd have two girls in her face from when she took the toss in from the end line to all the way past half court, and they had two people on her harassing her the whole time. So hats off to Dusty Abshaw. She did a fine job.
Keeping it in the high school area sports family, and this is a little outside of our area, but this is a niche grad that we're speaking of. Chad Porcio, the graduate of NISH, who was very uncommonly the head football as well as head basketball coach for the Brobridge Tigers. At that level, that's, I don't want to say unheard of, but it is rare. Chad, who had a football background, of course, was already the basketball coach. Coach Terry Martin left and came to Lorville. Of course, we've had Coach Martin on the show, and we will again in the near future. But one of the things that after reading the article and talking to folks, this is somewhat of a COVID fatality right here. And I hate that that's probably poorly used because there are actual COVID fatalities. That's a bad euphemism or whatever comparison I'm making right there. But really seemed like dealing with COVID through football, I think he had a lot of defections, a lot of issues. And then you move right into basketball. I've said this many times on the show. As a head football coach for 25 years, wrapping my brain around dealing with COVID through this entire year and every week, especially if you get in the playoffs, and like Catholic High soccer team, one young person gets sick and they are exposed to your team, it derails your entire season, okay? So for Chad having to go through that as a football coach and then as a basketball coach, that's going to weigh on you, man. You got to be a solid, solid person just to be able to deal with that on any level. So we wish him the best. I think he's not getting out of coaching. I think he's going to stay in it from what I've read. And he's a young talent, a New Iberia product, a Yellow Jacket. And we certainly wish Chad all the best. In his actual father married one of a couple of my players' moms, Edie. The former Edie Boudreaux is now married to Chad's father, and I coach two of Edie's boys at Catholic High, two of my favorite kids. So a little tie-in there. Moving on, Catholic High versus Newman tonight. You're going to be there.
I'll be there.
Making the trip to NOLA.
Yep, on Jefferson Avenue.
Yeah.
I've been there before.
Yeah, I was actually there a couple of weeks ago when there's a gentleman that I call in Harvey. As of course, I work for Integrity Reynolds, and there's a gentleman at Dynamic that I go visit in Harvey. And it's actually, I think, due to traffic, it's not. But as the crow flies, it's very near Newman, man. Crossed the bridge right there and crossed the river. Exit right there uptown, and you're right there. And Nelson Stewart and I will go have lunch right there on Ferret. Jefferson and Ferret right there. You've got so many good places. There's a place. I'm going to throw it out there. They're not they don't sponsor the show, but it's called The Compound.
I know what that is.
It's a good hamburger. My goodness, that's a good hamburger. Hamburger and onion rings. But Catholic High, of course, we talked to Coach Josh Gilbo yesterday. It ain't going to be easy.
Oh, it's a tall task. Tall task.
But you never know. Especially, it seems like Catholic High has the personality this year being that they're not three-point shooters. They don't rely on the three-point shot to win games. It's more about defense. The lower the score, the better chance Catholic High has winning this basketball game. I think there's no doubt. If this game gets anywhere past 40 points, which I think is going to be very difficult, if Catholic High ends up playing this thing closer, winning, I'm seeing a 35-34 type game in which Catholic High just held onto the ball, took very selective shots, and just played fabulous defense and hope that the Greenies just don't get hot and the unbelievable guard that they have, that, you know, that he just doesn't start getting real hot on you.
Yeah, and they Coach Gilbo kind of changed through the course of the year as he saw his team playing out. And he mentioned that on the show yesterday, that shot selection, and they looking for penetration. They did that against the Falcons last Saturday. They had that little 8 to 10 foot jumper in the lane and were successful in that regard. So interesting. We'll see how it plays out tonight at the Palestra on Jefferson Avenue against the Newman Greenies, which has been basketball Catholic High's kryptonite.
Yeah, very, very atypical atmosphere, just like football. If you've never been to a football game at Newman High School, you got to go to one. It is so different.
It is different.
Surrounded by buildings. We've discussed it before. You've got a cemetery on the backside. You've got nothing but buildings on the other side. Surround both end zones. You literally kick the ball up into buildings, bouncing off of buildings, landing on top of buildings. Tony, you and Richard Romero have literally broadcast the game from on top of one of those buildings.
Yeah, and back at a scoreboard, too.
Exactly.
Well, we couldn't see the time or the score or anything. We'd have to have the sideline person give us the info as time would go down.
Well, the gym is on the second floor.
That's correct.
Inside one of these buildings.
Yeah, the Palestra.
Yeah, so
Matter of fact, named for my cousin, Teddy Catonio.
Okay.
He and I shared the same godfather.
All righty. So, hey, we got a shout-out to Teddy, wherever you are. Okay. Oh, we're hoping that he's up there. Okay.
No, he'll be pulling against us.
So, best of luck to the Panthers and at Newman tonight. Why don't you tell us what time tip-off is, Tony?
Tip-off is at 5:50, give or take a few moments, and then we're looking at right around 6 o'clock.
Okay, so we'll open the show at 5:50 and then tip-off around 6.
Around 6, and usually a game of this nature lasts about an hour and 20 minutes.
And I'm not sure what the great mayor of NOLA, LaToya Cantrell, has in store for us. I'm not sure if they've opened up to 50% like everybody else, but I'm pretty certain that if you want to go to the game, it is a big arena. So hopefully you'll be able to get in. I don't know if it's going to be pre-sold tickets. I'm sure the Catholic High fans have already, they're on top of that and know what's going on.
I know I've made my peace with the AD there, Patrick's
Summer Hour. Yeah, Summer Hour.
He's giving me.
Good guy.
Yeah, he told me, just bring a 25-foot cord just in case. We'll have a table and chair prepared for you. And
tell Patrick I said hello.
With a 110 out, that I certainly will.
Good guy. Okay, so we're going to be right back with David Jordan, talk a little Catholic High baseball right here on Bayou Sports.
It's a new year and new deals at Arsenault Ford. Right now, take $7,000 off MSRP on select 2020 Fusions.
$7,000 off!
Now that's a deal!
We make it easy at Arsenault Ford.
Quarter Tavern is the premier spot for live music. Friday, the 80s experience. Saturday, it's Sideshow. And back on Sunday, it's Chubby Carrier. 19 TVs has you covered for sports. And No Bar has more outdoor seating for proper social distancing. Quarter Tavern, 910 East Main, across from McDonald's. The best drink prices in Newberry. New Iberia's happiest hours now, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. 5 to 8, most drinks, half price. Check on their Facebook page for the monthly calendar and daily specials.
We at Hike Menville Grubbs in Dalbor are happy to sponsor Coach Brent Indes and the Bayou Sports Show. We have recently changed our name from Hike Menville and Grubbs by adding J.P. Dalbor's name to our marquee. For all your legal needs, choose your hometown law firm, Hike Menville Grubbs in Dalbor. See us at 1017 East Dale Street or call 365-5486.
Folks, I'm going to let you in on the best-kept secret in New Iberia. It's called Blazing Specialties.
Robert Romero daily prepares a masterpiece of Cajun-inspired delicacies such as stuffed breads, wings, boudin, crackling, as well as pre-cooked and frozen foods. Need an event catered? Look no further than Blazing Specialties to make your event unforgettable. When I bring food to a customer, it's always Blazing Specialties. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. and located at 1115 Center Street next to Freeman Plaza. Blazing Specialties. Come and get you some.
Nowadays, none of us can be without adequate insurance coverage, but we still want to be sure we're getting the best value for the money. That's why so many people call the Schwing Insurance Agency to get a quote. The Schwing family has been handling the insurance needs of businesses and homeowners for almost 80 years. You can depend on Schwing Insurance to find the coverage you need at the best price. So before you buy a new policy or renew an existing one, call the Schwing Insurance Agency for a quote at 365-2357. Schwing Insurance, 300 East Main, across from the Shadows.
Additive Solutions LLC is protecting frontline workers in the fight against COVID-19. Additive Solutions supplies custom safety shields, air purification, and steam sanitation. Our custom glass installs quickly and is extremely easy to clean, and our industrial purifiers restore your space with the freshest air possible. We will steam sanitize and hand clean all high traffic areas in your facility. Please visit Additive Solutions LLC or call Jace Dugai at 337-577-4858.
Now back to Bayou Sports with Coach Brent Indest on the all-new Kane 107.5.
All right, we're back. Going to talk a little Catholic High School Mighty Panther baseball. Coach Jordan, how are we doing this morning?
Doing great, Coach Indest. Nice to hear from you, and thank you very much for having me on the show.
I assume you're positively molding some young minds this morning?
Yes, sir. I got about 21 freshman collectee. I got baseball players walking in and out, and of course every baseball player that comes in, I let them know, guys, I make over $50,000 to do this, so it should be a goal. It should be their goal to be just like me one day.
Oh, I love you, DJ. All right, so Coach Jordan, we're going to start on the lighter side here. I had a text this morning from a young man that I know you're going to remember who he is. He not only told me to tell you hello. Well, let me back up and tell you the young man's name. It's one of the greatest golfers to ever come out of Catholic High, Mr. George Sestier. Yeah, of course you remember George.
Of course I do.
Okay.
Yep, remember him very well. I can picture his face like it was just yesterday running around campus over here.
Okay, well, he's listening right now. He promised me he'd be listening. And George wanted to thank you, because he feels like he has such a great earth science geology background for all the rocks that you had his freshman class pick up off of the baseball field. You know, I think that at one time he aspired to be an archaeologist.
Well, that's my motivation. And I actually had a lot of kids that went into environmental sciences or geology, and I credit that baseball field for being that factor that drove them into their careers.
Oh, man, that's good stuff. Yeah, so I was fired up to hear from George. And look, there's a lot of – I know you're not a big Facebook guy, but just the hits in the comments of everything of you coming on. And it's just when you're up in years like me – and you've been doing it long enough, you kind of forget the lives that you touch and the funny stories and all those things that happen over the years. And something that might be trivial to you that affected these young men and women all these years. And it's just cool stuff.
Oh, you're exactly right. And it's really nice to reflect back and hear names like George Sessier, because it puts things into perspective. And I need to put things into perspective right now because things are a little bit tough over here. But it definitely puts things into perspective that there's a lot more that goes on than just coaching.
Absolutely. Just lives touched on a daily basis, whether it's at lunch duty and car line in the morning, you know, whatever you're doing, just telling a young man or a young lady hello in the hall. You never know. You never know how that's going to affect somebody and what kind of day they're having.
No doubt. And I got to think about it every day, you know. And obviously, you know, having two boys of my own, I started seeing things in a different way. But you're exactly right. It's not just the athletes that we touch on a daily basis. It's every kid that walks through these halls. And then sometimes it's just a friendly smile or a hello. but, you know, these kids are going to grow up and be adults one day, and they're going to remember, you know, how we treated them and how we were.
Yeah, that's why sometimes I worry as I'm walking down Main Street that I have a little red dot, you know, across my forehead or something. Die, Coach.
That's what we think, and I've said this many a time. Guys, when I go into Walmart, half the people are going to wave and shake my hand. The other half is going to flick me the bird and walk around the other way. But, you know, I think most people, particularly at Calicai, they have pretty good empathy for what, you know, our positions are as coaches.
Well, let's move on, DJ. Let's talk about, first of all, I want to give – you had a senior class last year that just –
Yes, sir.
That just, you know, they got the raw end of the deal. Just about every senior across the country.
Yep.
So maybe just a little bit about some of those guys. Maybe I know that there's – at least one I know of off the top of my head that moved on to play at the next level. Just a little tribute to those guys who really just had their season robbed from them.
Yeah, we were so disappointed because we obviously played a really tough schedule early on and kind of struggled. But our last week of baseball, we played just lights out baseball. I mean, we go drop three games to E.D. White, and we come back, and it's like, oh, boy, what are we going to get done here? Because we got Northman, who's an undefeated number one team in 4A. Then we got to play Opelousas Catholic, who's number two division four school. Then we got to turn around and play Bro Bridge, who's ranked second in 4A. And we sweep. We win three games in a row. And everything just kind of came together. Pitching, hitting, kids were buying in. And I really felt that last year's team had that special gift. I thought we were going to make a run. I really did. Guys like Avery, who pitched a great game. I remember it like it was yesterday. That was a Friday night game. And, of course, you know, I kind of knew after that ball game I wasn't going to see those guys in a while. But it was really sad because you just never know what could have happened with that club.
And you talk about Avery. Avery's moved on, and he's playing at the next level now, correct?
He sure is. He's at LSU. At the Alexandria, and he's doing very well. I mean, it's his first year, and that is huge because, as we know, you know, that entire team at LSUA stayed. I want to say they only lost two kids off of their roster, senior state seniors, junior state juniors. So for Avery to get on at a school like LSUA was just tremendous. It was very difficult for our senior class last year to not be able to play baseball, but especially for those guys that wanted to go on and play at the next level, there were just no rooms on any rosters. So very, very happy for Avery that he got with LSUA.
Okay, Coach, so moving on to this year's squad. First of all, great day. I believe it was last Friday, if I'm correct. Ferris and Fletcher, but both moving on from the Panther program to also play at the next level.
Yep, very, very proud of those two young men. Zach Ferris is going to be going on to Hendricks, and Carter Fletcher will be going to Iowa Wesleyan. Both great schools and really great fits for those two kids. I think they're going to be able to step in there and compete at a very early point in their career, freshman and sophomore year. And great thing is both schools have exactly what they want academically. So they're going to get to play some more baseball, keep that glove polished up, and get a degree out of it. So we're extremely proud of those guys.
Yeah, great families, great kids right there.
So no doubt.
DJ, you've done what you've always done. You come out early in the season and you pick on a whole bunch of bullies, okay?
Right.
And it's always worked for you. And I've kept up. So you come out the shoot against Acadiana in a three-game set. You know, one of the top teams year in and year out in 5A in the state. I know you've got Edie White coming up in a three-game set. But I know you don't panic. I mean, I go back to the huge Dunham win. I mean, I don't think I've ever been more fired up in a game outside of football in my life than I was at that Dunham game. And it was a season that we started like 0-8.
Yeah. You're exactly right, and you know, I'm not very good at practicing what I preach because I keep telling the kids, trust the process, don't look at wins and losses. What's kicking our tails right now is only going to make us better if we stay strong mentally. And we're doing that. We really are. And of course, I say that, and then 5 minutes later, I'm kicking a bucket and knocking chairs over.
Kicking his dog.
but, you know, I really believe that my team believes in what I'm doing. They trust the process. It's tough, but, you know, I told them, God, and particularly the baseball gods in particular, they're testing us. They're challenging us right now. So what are we going to do? And right now I got a group of kids that they're standing up. They're not going to back down. They're going to fight. And I told them, you know, I these guys. And I just reflected back on football season. I said, guys, 2 years ago, we lost 3 games in a row. Okay. And everybody said, Calicut football's done. I said, you know, 8-9 weeks later, we're one play, 1 second away from going back to the dome. I said, so don't ever give up. And a lot of you guys were a big reason why we got to that point. And, of course, a lot of these guys also, maybe they didn't play a whole lot, but they were a part of that baseball team, just like you said, that dropped 10 games in a row, and here we are playing in the semis. So, you know, in baseball, just like any other sport, it's not how you start, it's how you finish. So we got to stay mentally tough, trust the process, and I know that everything else is going to be okay.
Absolutely. So – speaking of this year's team, going in, let's go ahead and look at district. You know, one thing, of course, you and I know, Lauraville and Ascension. Okay,
yep.
those are going to be those two schools along with Catholic High. That's always the teams to beat. Seems to me like Coach Madden over there, and Delcom's got him a squad that's hitting the ball, man.
Yep. I put them in there with those two other schools. And Madden, of course, he coached at Catholic High, and I think he considers us a very strong rival. And I know that he's really developed a nice, tight unit over there that's starting to really believe they can play baseball. And it's very possible. I mean, I think he's got a lot of the same type of kids that I had when I was in ERAP. So it's doable, and I think he's turning that corner. So we got to be ready to go for all those teams.
And of course, you know, for years, Catholic High football as well as baseball. You walk around with that bullseye on your back.
Right.
And you earn that bullseye. I always tell the guys, I say, I want that bullseye. Give it to me, baby. And
right.
But what it does, you're going to face the opposition's best pitcher. You're going to face them when they are trying to be as fine-tuned as possible because they want a piece of the Panthers. I mean, but that, of course, it's a credit. Okay, that's not a negative. Just before we wrap this up and I get the great Chad Arsenault, who is showing up in the house right now, statewide in Division III, can you just give us a little preview of what it's looking like as far as some of the stronger teams that you may have to run into or get through to get to the Final Four, to get to the tournament, the state tournament?
Well, right now, I would have to say that St. Charles is going to be extremely competitive again. I mean, you know Coach Wayne over there. He's defense coordinator. They play kind of the same style of baseball that we do. We're defensive-minded. We're very aggressive. And I don't care how many kids he lost from last year. They're going to be back. That's just the way he is. AES, you know, everybody tells me, oh, they lost all these plays. Well, they haven't lost a game yet. And of course, I know that Coach Lonnie over there does an outstanding job. I think they're going to be there somewhere. I don't really know, Coach, about a lot of these other programs. I know that the Dunhams have lost quite a few players from the team that we saw 2 years ago. And there's always those sleeper schools that are kind of always teeter-tottering on greatness and just mediocrity, and your Newmans and your a few other schools that I just don't think they're deep pitching-wise. I just don't know enough about those guys right now. I would say it's going to be the same schools. And then I'm hearing reports that, you know, Notre Dame, who really should have been slightly above average team, inherited some pitching from the Lake Charles area. So,
yep.
that could throw up.
I always say, hey, look, never, always realize being right there on I-10, the advantages.
Yeah.
Okay. Just being right there on I-10 when you got a solid place and it's easily accessible from the east and the west, no doubt. And look, Notre Dame's got – I just realized this. I guess I should be more on top of these things now that I'm doing what I'm doing. Notre Dame's got a heck of a basketball team this year.
Yeah, they do.
I mean, I'm reading an article this morning in the paper. They're playing LCA, and they split with LCA during the regular season. Now, I do know that LCA is not the juggernaut that they were a couple of years ago, but they're still one of the top teams in Division III. And so, I wouldn't be surprised if – because, of course, Lake Chuck, man, you just, head right down the road. And a lot of these guys, that whether they're St. Louis or Barb, and they're just looking, hey, I need to get out of my house. I need to do whatever. And, there's always a couple of farmers in the Crowley area that'll say, hey, why don't y'all come on down here? maybe we got a little camp for you in Roberts Cove.
And, of course, from what I'm understanding, and we're going to find out, we're going to see Notre Dame in a couple weeks. They're going to come over here and play us on a weekday game, but from what I understand, one of those guys from Lake Charles that got moved out with the storm also has a 92-mile-an-hour fastball. So
is that the big receiver?
I'm not sure.
Okay, because they had a 6'4" receiver. Okay, so Chad's saying yes. The kid's name escapes me, but he's a receiver that came from Sam Houston.
That's exactly right.
Okay. That's him. That's him. Oh, yeah. That'd be him right there. Okay.
Yeah, and, of course, Coach Gweed, Louie's son, who calls me and texts me every other day about how bad they are. He failed to mention about this 92-mile-an-hour fastball.
All right. DJ, we're going to let the season evolve a little bit, and then we're going to get you back on with some big games coming up. I hope to have you 3-4 times as we move along. I tell you what, everybody needs to know out there how quiet this conversation was, and that gym's got people in it right now. So I'm just saying right now that me and DJ, look, coaching, we're tit for tat, but as a physical education teacher, I pale in comparison. I pale in comparison. This man is the bomb.com in the gym.
I appreciate it, and I love Fridays because you know what Friday is.
Oh, today, yeah. It's fun Friday.
Today is a mat ball day.
I know,
And I'm hoping that Coach Brody brings his class into Challenge Bond because that way I can pick up my first win.
Are you throwing out a challenge? Are you throwing out a challenge to Coach Brody?
I already have. We played yesterday, and Coach Brody won. We played last week, and I won. So right now, the series is split. So we gotta finish the rubber match. Hopefully, he brings his guys over today.
Well, maybe y'all can get an MVP, and we can have the MVP on the show to talk about the great the mat ball matchup.
It's very competitive.
Hey, we're here to promote the youth of the Bayou area, and if that means the mat ball MVP between Brody and Jordan's class, we're going to do it.
Sounds great.
All right, brother. We'll see you soon, DJ. Best of luck against the mighty Cardinals from down there in Thibodaux.
Thanks, Coach, and I really appreciate y'all having me on the show.
Okay, take care. All righty. So we got another segment. We've got my main man from Iberia Sports and Rehab, Chad Arsenault. We're going to talk about what I said earlier, what I think is the best-kept secret of what goes on in the Bayou area that a lot of people don't know about. And we're also going to talk about the evolution in general of sports training and how it's evolved over the last 20, 25 years. We'll be right back right here, 367-1240.
If you're suffering from a sports-related injury, choose Iberia Sports and Rehabilitation. Our highly trained and licensed team will work with your physician to provide a customized treatment plan to help you recover as soon as possible. Iberia Sports and Rehab is proud to partner with our local middle and high schools to keep their athletes healthy and in the game. To get better, go to Iberia Sports and Rehab in New Iberia. Visit isrehab.com.
Hey guys, if you're looking for the top golf experience in Iberia Parish, you need to look no further than Cane Row Golf and Turf Club.
Low or high handicappers will enjoy the beautiful greens, the recently refurbished sand traps, and incredibly plush fairways. And by the way, you don't have to be a golfer to enjoy Cane Row. The brand new clubhouse sports some of the best burgers, pizza, wings, and many other choices, along with absolutely the best, most potent margaritas that you've ever tried. So whether it's golf, food, or just some fun, come to Cane Row and enjoy.
Nowadays, none of us can be without adequate insurance coverage, but we still want to be sure we're getting the best value for the money. That's why so many people call the Schwing Insurance Agency to get a quote. The Schwing family has been handling the insurance needs of businesses and homeowners for almost 80 years. You can depend on Schwing Insurance to find the coverage you need at the best price. So before you buy a new policy or renew an existing one, call the Schwing Insurance Agency for a quote at 365-2357. Schwing Insurance, 300 East Main, across from the Shadows.
Want to work your body in top condition? Look no further than Frank's Specialty Fitness Equipment. Whether outfitting a home gym or a large rehab center, Frank will get you quality equipment that will last for years. Large machines or small accessories, our selection is second to none. Frank, who was born and raised in New Iberia, will see to it that your equipment is serviced even well after the sale. Visit our website at frankspecialtyequipment.com or call the office at 337-316-1231.
It's a new year and new deals at Arsenal Ford. Right now, take $7,000 off MSRP on select 2020 Fusion.
$7,000 off!
Now that's a deal!
We make it easy at Arsenal Ford.
Folks, I'm going to let you in on the best-kept secret in New Iberia. It's called Blazing Specialties. Robert Romero daily prepares a masterpiece of Cajun-inspired delicacies, such as stuffed breads, wings, boudin, crackling, as well as pre-cooked and frozen foods. Need an event catered? Look no further than Blazing Specialties to make your event unforgettable. When I bring food to a customer, it's always Blazing Specialties. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. and located at 1115 Center Street next to Freeman Plaza. Blazing Specialties. Come and get you some.
Now back to Bayou Sports with Coach Brent Indes. Phone lines are open to talk sports at 367-1240.
All righty. Back here on Main Street. Right here on the beautiful Bayou Tesh on a fabulous Friday morning here on Bayou Sports. And Chad, before we get into the meat of this, had a little smack talk going on Facebook this morning. I just want to let you know somebody called you out.
Was it my son?
Nope.
Or was it my brother?
Nope. Neither one.
Oh, man.
Actually, it was an assistant coach for the Raging Cajuns, the great Tim Leger.
Oh.
He said to remind Chad of when you were growing up in Rain, how he used to kick your tail in any sport that y'all played. I mean, is there any truth to that, Chad? I mean, I'm giving you a chance for a rebuttal here.
Coach, I'll tell you this. Tim was the guy you wanted to come to the backyard baseball. He had all the catching gear. Before today's times where kids have two bats, three bats on their backpack, Tim had all of that. He had five bats. He had the fungo.
Did he have the Easton bag as well?
He had the Easton bag. And listen, he had the green stamped Easton. You know, for all those guys, he had all the goods, right? Now, as far as I think that's where his advantage stop. He didn't go much further than that. Now, I will tell you this. We taught Tim about the wiffle ball with the electric tape, leaving one hole out of it that where you can throw some nasty junk. And I think, you know, we dominated him. But there was a few times that he got those pitches five rows deep into the bean field.
And, of course, we're talking about – and I say of course, if you don't know, we're talking about Tim Leger, who was a receivers coach for the Raging Cajuns, former Acadiana High quarterback. Now, is he younger than you?
Tim is older than me.
He's older than you. Okay.
Now Brent, here's the – don't forget, Tim was drafted as well.
Oh, no. Yeah. Big-time baseball player.
Big-time baseball player. And I think Tim's best accolade is being the father of Gunner. I think he needs to stick to that versus beating me in backyard baseball in Rain.
And we won't get into it. That's another time. And because I know Chad doesn't want to get into it, but Chad was you're a pretty salty athlete yourself in your day.
That was a long time ago. Long time ago.
Okay, so let's move forward. And like I told Chad, this is the last segment. I know Jeff doesn't mind if we go over, we go over. Because Chad and I could sit here, we could do this all day long. Yes, all day long.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So let's go back in time, talking a little bit about sports training in general. So Turbo and I were discussing earlier the fact that back in the day, and we're not talking about that long ago, although, I don't know, everything's relative. Maybe somebody does think that 1995 was a long time ago. To me, it's not that long ago.
Agreed.
It was very modern times. Yeah, you might have a doctor at your game. You might have an entity, a group out there that may provide a trainer to help you at a game. But when it came to practice, you're on your own. Okay, you got coaches out there deciding, is this kid, does he have his bell rung? Does he have a concussion? All these things. So back it up a little bit. I'm sitting in my office one day. I'm not sure if you had made an appointment or not. Do you recall if you had made an appointment?
I do not recall.
Okay, so I'm sitting there in my office at Abbeville High one day. I remember it like it's yesterday. I got this gentleman walks in, had a beautiful head of hair back there.
Oof, that was a long time ago.
You had a great head of hair. I think we both had great heads of hair
then.
Okay, so Chad sits down. And I'd like to think I was never rude to you, but
dismissive is the appropriate.
I just, look, God, karma, and the good Lord have come back to get me. I'm in sales now, so I've getting that feedback. You just show up, and somebody's like, "Oh, how quickly can I get this salesman out of my office?" So Chad comes in, and he's talking to me about. What was it called then?
So at the time, we were with Dotrieve Hospital.
Okay.
Dotrieve Hospital had the sports injury team that they were trying to evolve and develop the sports medicine outreach model.
Okay. So at that time at Abbeville, we actually had John Roy's outfit up in Lafayette, and they were supplying and doing a good job, okay, supplying different schools with a trainer maybe once a week that would come in and evaluate injuries.
Mm-hmm.
And they would guarantee you somebody there on Friday night at your game. Okay, but when it comes to JV games, when it comes to all other sports, I mean, you're not getting it. And we had, I remember Mary Mo. Mary was our girl that came in and did it. She did a great job. So Chad comes in, and I'm one of those guys that if you come into me and want to sell me insurance or whatever, I'm a loyal dude. Okay, so I'm not getting rid of somebody just to go to you, even if it's to save a few bucks. Somebody's got to tick me off, or you got to give me a way better product. Now, if you give me a way better product, I'm not stupid. Probably been accused of that a few times, but I'm not. Okay? Well, so Chad's talking, and I'm listening and not listening. And then all of a sudden, he said, and you know, Coach, we will have a person at all your practices and all your games. And I just remember going, whoa, 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 wait, 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 what? And I said, can you start over? And he started over. And again, the loyalty in me, I called my current provider. This is what I'm being offered. Can you match that? Got to give your current guy. And, of course, they've evolved just like you have. But you were the first. You were the first. You led this charge.
In outside of Lafayette, yes. I would say yes.
So the rest is history. Chad's group comes in to Vermillion Parish. I was definitely not going to take credit, but I was just so happy that it spread from there, along with Dr. Sinak and mm-hmm. then eventually Dr. Rosenzweig.
Yep.
And you guys really came in and locked down Vermillion Parish and the fact that we know – everybody's got to make money in these situations. So the more you're out there with your name and then docs are taking care of our kids, well, they're doing a fabulous job doing it. So all of a sudden, when grandma goes snow skiing and busts up her knee, guess who she's going to call?
Right.
Okay. And kind of evolves that way. So we fast forward let's go back a little more. Just now we're just kind of talking. So, Chad, you were my guy. You were my guy at Abbeville.
I was your guy at Abbeville.
And I probably had one of the greatest, and they still have one of the greatest trainers of all time in the great Elizabeth Thomason at Catholic High. But I always say, Biz, I can't put you ahead of Chad. I just can't do it. Because the thing about Chad was, Chad's a former player. Having Chad on my sideline was like having an extra coach on the sideline. Guy who understood the game, a guy who got – when coaches get a little excited. Do I get a little excited?
You know, funny you bring that up, because I had that conversation with Terry Martin at Lorville yesterday. I think it was with Terry that you gave me my first butt chew as a healthcare professional on the sidelines. And I remember it. We had just scored on a long drive. Our fullback tweaked his ankle on the block. So he hobbles off. I forget to go tell you. You decide to go for two, and you have to burn a timeout. And I can feel the heat, the glaring heat coming over me as I'm trying to figure this out and trying to figure out and getting back on the game. Sometimes athletic training can be considered like being in a pit crew.
Yeah,
right.
Absolutely.
NASCAR. Man, I got to hurry up. I got to figure out what's going on. Got to get the assessment. Get them back out on the field safely, obviously, and let's get competing. And man, I could feel it, and I can feel it, and you. It was a lasting impression, and it's probably enhanced my ability to be effective on the sidelines from this part. That's 20 years ago almost.
Thank God they were in the chair on the sideline.
The quick story I'm going to throw out there. This is my favorite Chad story, okay? And honestly, for me to do this story justice, you'd have to see me physically go through it, but I'm going to do my best to pass it on to our listeners. And Chad knows I've retold this story so many times. So we are playing Franklinton in the first round of the playoffs. I'm at Abbeville. We had a young man, Dustin Guidry, who was our quarterback. He had worked all his – toiled for 3 years behind Ryan DeYoung.
Yep.
One of the greatest quarterbacks I coached at that time. And Dustin's senior year. And I remember every detail of it. So we're winning the game fairly handily, probably up 2-3 touchdowns, but it's still in doubt. Franklinton had just athletes everywhere.
All over the
field.
And
from upstairs, Carl Broussard rarely ever suggested a play. He's like, Coach, let's run the screen. I'm like, okay, I like that. We throw a pick on the screen, and when Dustin goes on our sideline to make a tackle, I didn't know it at the time, but subluxes his shoulder or stretches his shoulder, you know, does whatever. I know terms like sublux because of this man right here. Okay? So I don't know it at the time, but so, okay, get defense out there. I'll probably give Carl a few choice words. If you're going to give me a play, it better work.
Yeah, right.
Okay, so we fast forward, and maybe Franklinton got a first down or two, and all of a sudden I feel Chad's big, strong hands. Now, we're talking about this guy was a 250-foot, javelin thrower, okay? And he's got some strong
227.
Hands. 227. Okay, so I feel those strong hands on my shoulders. Coach. And I knew something bad had happened. And I go to turn. Well, those big, tall hands, those big, strong hands wouldn't let me turn. He's like, Coach, calm down. I just want to let you know that Dustin subluxed his shoulder. And look, while I'm trying to turn, because I'm telling you, my backup situation at that point was not good.
Not good.
And I'm trying to turn, and he won't let me. Keep focus on the game. He goes, look, I can get him back in, but I wouldn't advise you throwing the ball. It's on his throat. And I just remember nodding my head going, oh, okay, Chad, okay. And what I'm saying, though, he kept me calm. So let's fast forward. We win the game. Dustin does not throw a ball the entire week. We're resting it. They're stemming him. They're doing, of course, they don't. You didn't have all the technology then that you have now.
Right.
Okay, the technology now. I'm just telling you, the stuff that these guys are doing, and I don't know if we'll get to that today, but we will get to it. The technology is unparalleled. So, and I was just told by Tim Gabor that my Chad impersonation is dead on.
Oh, Tim, man.
Okay, so moving on. We're playing Lutcher the next week in a game that we are not supposed to win.
That's right.
I'm talking about Lutcher. They dress like LSU. They look like LSU. Their helmets look like LSU. We show up. I see their four defensive linemen. I literally would not let my players look at the other side of the field. Don't look at them.
I think we stayed in the locker room.
Oh, dude, it was crazy. Well, we got there late, first of all.
That's right.
Well, anyway, so Dustin has not thrown a ball. We don't know. I've been working the backup quarterback all week long. And we bring Dustin in that separate gym. And Chad says, okay, Dustin, I got some stuff I'm going to put on your shoulder. And Chad proceeds to put gloves on to put this stuff on his shoulder. Now, Dustin, who was a very cerebral kid, he was smart now.
Very.
He's like, wait up. You're going to put that on my skin, but you won't let it touch your skin?
I remember his look.
He gave him that look, and he's like, just trust me. Just trust me. So Chad breaks out this mysterious bottle. He rubs his stuff on his shoulder. And he says, look now, just give it about 10 minutes. And boy, me and Dustin, we go in the gym and we start throwing. Boy, Dustin's getting that big smile on his face. And he's going, Coach, I think I'm good. He heads in there, end up talking to Chad. Do you know what was in that bottle, Turbo?
No idea.
Absorbine Junior.
That's it?
Can you say the word placebo? Absorbine Junior. I mean, this is legendary stuff here.
I thought it would be Atomic Bomb or something.
It was Absorbine Junior.
DMSO.
Oh, I was thinking DMSO, because yeah, I'm going to tell you. Okay. DMSO, you feel the garlic in your mouth. It's stuff they give to horses. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So just for clarity, only because I Dustin did see Dr. Sinak on Monday.
Yeah. The oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, okay.
Just
yes.
For all the listeners out there that don't think I was practicing witchcraft. but we knew it's either he can play or not play. Couldn't
it was a pain thing.
Anymore.
It was a pain thing. It wasn't confidence. A structure. Right. It That's wasn't right. A structure issue. It was a pain issue. Can he get through the pain?
And he played fantastic.
Oh, and we end up winning the game. I tell you, it was like when that game was over, let's get on the bus and get out of here in case they want to play another quarter. Because that just wasn't supposed to happen. It ended up losing a heartbreaker to A-Meet to this day. One of the games I still have not gotten over.
I haven't gotten over that game either because that was an intense.
Because another game that we had no business being on the field with those guys
was that was a 2-point game. That
yes, we went for two, ran crisscross and Bumpsy.
Yeah,
we put it on the ground.
Old Bumpsy.
So, just good stuff.
No, and it was good, and you know that's part of what you were talking about earlier, how the profession has evolved. In the athletic training profession. So for us, in Iberia Parish, we have Iberia Sports and Rehabilitation, which is the PT clinic component. What you were talking about, and you and I talking about, is now has evolved into Louisiana Athletic Care. It was where we work with the school districts, the public, private, charter schools now, to provide them athletic training services on site, like what you were describing. And you know, Brent, you talk about Evolve. John Roy and those guys at APT, Ricky Landry, they have been a pillar of sports medicine for a long time. Mm-hmm. And they were really the springboard to allow us to do what we're doing now. So those guys need to be acknowledged and receive some of that credit.
Mm-hmm.
But for us, we've taken it, and at that time, maybe 20% of our schools in the state, okay, had access to athletic trainers at the time,
mm-hmm.
right? To this day, where we talk about, 76% of the schools in our state have access to on-site athletic training.
Which is great, but it's still too small.
It's still too small, Brent. But I will tell you, in our area, Iberia Parish, school administration, school principals, coaches, they have acknowledged the need for the health and safety, and they have made it a priority. You made it a priority back in 2000, 2001, and that's the difference. As these guys start to make this a priority, that the health and safety is really, really important. And now, listen, as we back up to 2010, 2011, all the concussion, the concussion crisis, as I always call it, some laws got put on the books to really kind of encourage that priority. And there's still people not acknowledging. But for us in our community, our school system administrations and private school administrations have said, no, this is a priority. And they have taken it to the next level. I would like to take a lot of the credit, but the credit needs to be put on those guys for really stepping
Because they've
up.
Got to put money into it, and it's a give and take deal, of course.
Because of how healthcare has evolved, right, and you know, the payers are not the same as they were in their – So a lot of this responsibility is starting to fall on the school districts. But what's good about what we did is we just kind of changed the structure of how that was all being done. Back in when I came to you, the hospitals were paying for all of these programs. Well, the reality is a lot of these programs did not pay for themselves, right? So they needed some it was a marketing piece like mm-hmm. you just talked about where, hey, we can get grandma, we'll get dad. It was too much of a loss leader at this point, mm-hmm. right? So we changed the structure that where everybody who has a responsibility to give to the community and for the health and safety of our students needs to be involved to soften the cost for all involved. And the school districts around here have been phenomenal. So Louisiana Athletic Care, we handle all schools in St. Landry Parish, Acadia Parish, Vermilion Parish, and Iberia Parish, as well as we have some of those independent private schools that are in between all of those sections as well. So
gotcha.
we work with good folks.
It's, and again, to take the liability, I'm just talking from my perspective, off of the coach and say, hey, I have a professional there that I trust that can make that call. 'Cause like Tony and I were talking earlier, I mean, you can go back to the 60s, and typically you did have an orthopedic around for a game.
Yeah.
Okay,
or
for
family
a game.
Practice.
Yeah, family, you know,
time.
just
very
something.
Engaged in the community.
But we're talking practice. And what I want to talk about next is how the tentacles of this, the ripple effect. So now you've got a person, and of course I'm going to call her out because she was the person I dealt with at Catholic High, so I can hands-on talk about her impact in biz, Elizabeth Thomason. So you've got this person that's on campus, typically showed up at noon every day, okay, is there not only anybody on campus. I mean, you know my wife and her back issues that your Tina's going in there to get STEM, to get whatever. But it's her, along with Coach Brew, who I have to give major credit to, out there recruiting those young kids, who my daughter was one of them.
Yes.
My daughter who couldn't walk and chew gum at the same time. Okay, that, you know, once she realized that she wasn't going to make an athletic team, she tried, which I knew she wasn't, had a hard time explaining to her mother that she was never going to make the volleyball team or whatever, and she couldn't be a cheerleader because she couldn't tumble and do all those things. Was a great kid, and ended up having a fabulous time being an athletic trainer at Catholic High, not recruited by me. That's recruited by Biz and Brew.
Right.
And now is going to be a pediatric oncology nurse, I think, relative to what she enjoyed doing, just dealing with people and administering health to kids, to her, you know, her fellow students.
So, Brent, this is what I would say. That's the positives of the program that really originally weren't intended to be positive.
Yeah, it's a ripple effect. It just happened.
It's truly a ripple effect that where you have the opportunity for students to get engaged, to be support staff, and learn something and understand the value of hard work, dedication, and servant leadership.
Mm-hmm.
It's about taking care of others, giving to others. And listen, that is the most thankless job that exists.
No doubt.
In high school, because they're not getting paid, right? It's volunteer.
You're earning a letter. That's what you're doing. You're earning a letter. It gives you an opportunity to get a jacket.
And it allows us to do, and I will tell you, Elizabeth does it better than anyone I've ever been around, to engage those students where they're at. A lot of them are generally shy,
mm-hmm.
that they she gets them to come in, and they take an active role in participating in the success of those programs and the success stories of some of these kids getting back on the field. It's such an important piece of what we do. Now, listen, the majority of them, do they become athletic trainers? That's a special breed of people who mm-hmm. become athletic trainers. Do they go to PT school? Possibly OT school. Do they become an oncology nurse?
Mm-hmm.
Those are those impacts that we historically always wanted to impact the Dustins of making sure we got him an opportunity. Dustin waited for 3 years to have his opportunity to be in the limelight. I got to do everything that I can safely to get him back and allow him to participate and compete, mm-hmm. right? Because those are the things that Dustin will remember forever. Well, it's the same thing that these kids get the opportunity to help their peers, and they do it. They do it better than a lot at Catholic High.
Can't stress enough the impact of Dr. Seth Rosenzweig, Dr. Sinak, in what And I always I kind of know how all that works and how you guys work with them and hand in hand and scratch each other's back. But, you know, especially and, of course, Seth was a shining star at Catholic High because he's got kids there.
Right.
And, you know, of course, his son was a part of our, you know, state championship win and near state championship appearance his last year. Luke, so Seth being such a huge part of this, and like I said, Dr. Sanak, and just
you know, Brent, for,
it takes a village.
It does, and I want to say, and I don't want to age Dr. Sanak, but I want to say I think he was 96, 97. It would have been, man, it's slipping me. Who's the big DB from New Iberia Senior High that played in LSU NFL, I think.
Corey Raymond, Mark Roman.
Roman.
Yeah.
And I want to say it was around that time when Dr. Sinak got into town. And, you know, I think we wouldn't be doing the evolution justice if we didn't acknowledge that Dr. Sinak was a pillar for us to be able to get – because at the end of the day, for the hospital to make that initial investment, it was because of Dr. Sinak.
Yeah.
Right? And so we got the ball rolling, and you know, there's the – people, the countless hours on Saturday morning, seeing these kids post Friday night injury that where they're not having to wait till Monday. It's the sports medicine orthopedic surgeon. That is a different breed,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah,
and they play a pivotal role in making sure that these kids have access, and that's what's so nice about the programs. Is the kids have high level access to well-trained, highly trained, the best trained guys in the area.
We're going to finish up. I'm going to get off topic a second. How's your son Austin doing?
So big Austin, man. He's going through. So you watched Austin grow up. I think that's important to acknowledge. Carl Broussard, which you alluded to earlier, introduced Austin to McDonald's French fries, right? So Carl would help us out and take Austin to McDonald's while we had events going on because Austin was with me, and we may have a basketball game or whatnot. So for the longest time, Austin remembered Carl Broussard as Coach French Fry, right? Couldn't remember his name. Dad, how's Coach French Fry? So that was Carl. But, oh, no, Austin, he's in Kansas going through those growing pains that –
Playing baseball.
Playing baseball, yep. So he was affected by the COVID situation last year. And lost their season. I think they were nine games into it when they shut it down and sent all the kids home. He's in junior college playing baseball. He's a catcher. Good kid. Great
graduate
kid.
Of the Ascension Episcopal Blue Gators.
Yes. So he went to school there. You know, enjoyed his time there. Mm-hmm. He's going through that. I got to show up and be my best every day. Grind that he wasn't accustomed to.
Yeah.
Right, and there's some of those life lessons. That
and not only that, several states away.
Yes. Yeah, so, oh man, 12 hours away.
Yeah.
You know, and so he's well adjusted. But listen, Brent. More importantly, good kid, student senate president, the head RA for the dorm. So he's taking that opportunity to try to.
No, he's got that gift. Yeah. I mean,
Austin knows he's not going to be a pro baseball player.
Quick story: I show up at an Ascension Catholic High basketball game. And, of course, the opposing head coach, we had our success at Catholic High against Ascension.
You did.
Okay. In football. And, you know, a lot of times when I show up in the opposing team's gym, I'm not saying that people are hating on Coach Indes, but it's not like a guy that is going to be welcomed with, you know, with roses or anything.
Yeah, you're the enemy.
Yeah, so I'm sitting there. I'm kind of up by myself because I hated sitting around the parents because you just don't want to hear that. Parents are going to be parents.
Yeah, sure.
And I'm not throwing stones at them at all. But, you know, they're going to – so I would try to get kind of off or maybe around a couple of people I trusted that I knew that weren't going to say, what's he doing?
Yeah, put you in an uncomfortable situation.
And Austin got up, came from his partners, girls and all of them, came sit by me for like two quarters, and we just – I'm talking – he reminds me so much of my daughter because he can talk to you like an adult.
Yeah.
He can sit there and have a conversation with you. And he told me, he looked over there and he's like, yeah, they're probably not too happy that I'm over here talking to you. He said, ah, but to heck with them, you know.
Austin, I will tell you, that's the one thing I think I appreciate. He's not afraid to go against the grain. Yeah. And he's going to be successful. Not sure what he's going to be right now. I think he wants to be an attorney, mm-hmm. but that could change.
I could see that in a second.
But I think his true passion, believe it or not, is to coach.
Yeah.
So we'll have to see how that plays out. And you know, nowadays there's so many different opportunities to coach. It could be, you know, a volunteer assistant at a high school that where, you know, they don't have enough coaching staff.
And even at the college level now, it's expanded so much with analysts and all the different, the assistants to assistants.
Yeah.
And actually an opportunity to make good money.
Yeah, no. And so we'll have to see how it plays out. But I think more importantly is he has to learn to dust himself off and get up and let's get back after it.
Last thing, going to keep it in the family. Hey, your little brother.
Little brother?
Who? Your older brother.
Dude, if he paid you to say that, because that's an ongoing
actually,
battle.
You know what? I never had a clue.
I'm the youngest of the eight.
You're the youngest? I'm the youngest of seven. So no wonder we're boys.
Yeah.
I'm the youngest of seven. You're
so
youngest.
You're talking
of,
about
so is
JC.
He number seven?
No, JC is he falls number five.
Oh wow!
Yeah, so you know,
boy, I just really threw some shade on you, bro.
Yeah, so and he's loving that. If he happens to be listening, because he sent me the text message last night of, I guess you had posted a picture.
Yeah.
I'm off Facebook for Lent.
Yeah,
so,
I got it.
So he sent me this picture. He's like, 14 years ago picture. I see that.
Hey, you were bald.
No,
you were
good.
Bald in that picture.
But
it couldn't have been that long ago.
Oh, well, I was about 225 in that picture, and right now I'm about 260.
Oh no, I definitely wanted to go with the flattering picture.
You know, so no, but he's 6 years older than me.
Okay.
Right? I'm way better than him in anything else that functions other than he's older than
gotcha.
Me.
Gotcha. That he's. But, hey, state semifinals, heartbreaking loss in a state semifinals.
I tell you, I'm very proud of the journey. You know, being a coach at any level.
And a Church Point. Let me throw that out
Church
there.
Point
Head coach at Church Point.
Yep.
Wing T.
You guys have, you know, that's your world. And I think you guys have taken that to a whole nother level from the traditional sense of what Wing T is. I'm proud of the he's respected and appreciated the process and stuck to his guns to build a program. And those guys have been successful, and I think he's going to continue to be successful. Big part of that success, he was able to get him a fantastic defensive coordinator in Rob Poole.
Yes, from Lafayette High.
Yeah, and they connecting well with those kids. They putting in the work, you know. High school sports are evolving with technology and the all kind. You know, we got TV screens on the sidelines now to analyze immediately what's going on. So I think the guys that continue to strive to push the envelope in a maybe an environment that's not always easy to push the envelope in mm-hmm. because of you know, everybody get a trophy, whatever that societal push is. I think these guys have done well.
You know, the other thing about that people don't realize, geography is a major player in the success of a program. And we talked about we were clowning about Notre Dame earlier. Notre Dame's not out there recruiting anybody. I'm not saying that. That was just kind of a joke about these kids coming in from Lake Charles. But
well, yeah,
the geography of I-10, okay? Hey, why not send my kid to Notre Dame? They're right there on I-10. It's an easy move. We have to leave Lake Charles. Nobody goes to Church Point unless you're going to Church Point.
Unless you're going for Mardi Gras.
Okay, but you know what I'm saying.
I
you don't
exactly
pass through Church Point.
No, that's right.
When
that's
I was
right.
at Kaplan, unless you're going duck hunting and gate on, you don't pass through Kaplan. When I was at Kaplan, when Bradley Dale Pivato showed up to visit me from LSU, because we were old friends, that really wasn't a recruiting trip, they wanted to throw a parade because it was the first time an LSU football coach had ever shown up at Kaplan in the history of the school, as far as they knew at the time. DiNardo supposedly visited every school. So I kind of called that. That shouldn't have been it. But I remember Laura LaBeouf saying, wait up, an LSU coach is coming to Kaplan? This has never happened before. So you do have those schools that do have one hand tied behind their back because of geography. Because let's face it, folks, I'm not a fan of this. But parents shop their kids now. You know it.
I can't disagree with you.
They shop their kids.
And listen.
They get – I read this the other day. A 12-year-old the other day on Twitter committed to a high school.
No way.
Committed to a high school. Got up there, did his little video, and he committed to a high school in Texas. That's a sad day, my friend.
Brent, I completely agree with you because that's not the not the spirit of high school sports.
Yep.
And what it should be.
And it ain't going. And I'm telling you, we're never going to turn back the clock. It's coming, folks. And just gives me the willies, man.
Well, Brent, and that's why I think it's important to highlight the job that so many. I know we highlighted my brother, and we're talking about it because so many of you guys, and I know you've exited the profession, you know, recently. Your success is well documented. All of these high school coaches, the effort that they have to put in to be successful. And again, we look at in 2010, 2011, those laws weren't put on the books for health and safety that I have to administer. They named a coach in there that it's their responsibility. So the demand on these guys, you know, is tough. And here's my frustration is that the compensation – has not matched because it's
the responsibility,
the response. But when you look at what happens on the college side, I'm not saying those guys don't deserve that money. That's not what I'm saying at all. Right. The pro side, I'm not saying those guys don't deserve the money. That's not my place to say any of that. But what I'm saying is it hasn't progressed equally across all those divisions. And without the high school coach, a lot of those kids won't get to that position.
Yep.
You know, and so the responsibility is really, really tough. And I know it's a system wide. I mean, it's this area is not lower than another area. It's just the makeup of the current situation that I think needs to evolve because of the responsibility.
And I look forward to becoming an advocate for that because, of course, as a coach, it would have been self-serving for me to make comments like that. But now that I'm not a coach, I have no problem alluding to St. John Parish, North DeSoto Parish. I'm not sure if that's the parish, but I know that's where the school is, where these athletic director and head coaches, they're getting compensated. Now, don't get me wrong. They're not getting rich, but they are compensated far. Folks, for those of you listening out there, a typical head football coach, they get paid to be a teacher. But as a coach, they're making like $4,500, sometimes $6,000 a year.
And if that. So when you really break that down and the stories that I hear from the coaches, and when you break that down to an hourly?
Rate, oh, you're getting paid nothing.
You know, and because so at the end of the day, why are they doing it? Because they have a passion to do it and they love it. And so me, I'm very protective of my coaches. I struggle to hear them be attacked or I can understand the parental frustration. As a parent, I've had the same parental frustration at times, you know, with playing time or this, that. You get it. That's an internal issue that you have. But the level that these guys get scrutinized, and they don't have full control, like a college, like a pro coach, to get scrutinized. And listen, I'm not calling anyone out specifically, but it's an ongoing conversation that I think we need to become advocates to try to improve that conversation.
Absolutely.
For those guys that are saving children's lives at times.
Yes.
Keeping them and getting them an advancement and having an opportunity to go leave Iberia Parish. And I'll single out Iberia Parish. Leave Iberia Parish, but come back to be a productive part of Iberia Parish that we all need to continue to grow our
Gary community. Joseph, had him on yesterday. Perfect example. Prime, perfect example. Well, like I said, we could have done this all day, and we will move forward. We're not only going to have Chad back sometime in the near future, but folks that are involved with Louisiana Sports Care, Iberia Sports,
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, Iberia Sports and Rehab.
I think it would be great to have you Dr. Seth and Dr. Sinak and those guys.
We'll talk about that in the future, and again, love to have them, especially in here in studio. If they can, if not, we can always do it over the phone. But I don't think it can be expressed enough the service that you guys provide and the effect that it has on the health and well-being of so many people across the board.
Well, and you know, Brent, thank you. I appreciate it. You know, we're not perfect. It's
called practicing of healthcare for a reason, because it's a practice. We evolve, we change, we improve. And where we've gone, where we've come from 2001 when we started, it's rather impressive.
20 years.
We have access to now. Yes. It's
we're getting old, pal.
Man, I think you're getting old. Yeah. I'm kind of staying right there. But just for the record, I remain 6 years younger than my brother.
Well, I'm 6 years younger than my nearest brother, Joey.
Sorry,
so
Jason.
I get that. I've always told my brother growing up that eventually when I was going to beat his tail was when he was 86 and I was 80. That was when I was going to say, all right, Joey, let's roll. Let's get in the backyard and let's do it.
So I got an advantage over JC because, I think he has two knee replacements, a hip replacement, you know, like John Craig was.
He's all broke up.
I think he's broke every bone in his body from the age of, I think he started at 12. Yeah, it's maybe why me and my other brother, Scotty, who's the athletic trainer at Santa Monica High School, have gotten into healthcare. Maybe it's because of JC.
So it's like Bill Murray in Stripes. Where's your CO, sir? Oh, blown up, sir.
That's JC, man. That's JC.
Thank you, my friend.
No, I appreciate the opportunity to come and talk and just do something different today that we normally don't have a chance to.
Absolutely. We are brought to you by Iberia Sports and Rehab in Louisiana. Athletic Care, Hike Menville, Grubbs and Dalbor, Swing Insurance, Blazing Specialties, Additive Solutions, Cane Row Golf and Turf Club, the Quarter Tavern. It's Friday, folks. Might be time to get you a ride down there, get the designated driver, maybe have a soda or two, you know, a little spirit. And can people go inside? They can go inside. Yeah. I got the thumbs up from Jeff Boggs. Not at the bar, but you can go inside. Okay, tables, just can't walk up to the bar. We're gaining on it, folks. Arsenal Ford, Frank Specialty Fitness Equipment, run by the home run king of 1973 nerd baseball, Frank Burbank. Action Specialties, LA Classic Roofing, the official roofing contractor of Bayou Sports and Grittick Electric and General Services. It's been another fabulous week, folks. For me, for Turbo, for Jeff, and the great Chad Arsenault. We'll see you on Monday.
We at Hike Menville Grubbs and Dalbor are happy to sponsor Coach Brent Indes and the Bayou Sports Show. We have recently changed our name from Hike Menville and Grubbs by adding J.P. Dalbor's name to our marquee. For all your legal needs, choose your hometown law firm, Hike Menville Grubbs and Dalbor. See us at 1017 East Dale Street or call 365-5486.
Hey guys, if you're looking for the top golf experience in Iberia Parish, you need to look no further than Cane Row Golf and Turf Club. Low or high handicappers will enjoy the beautiful greens, the recently refurbished sand traps, and incredibly plush fairways. And by the way, you don't have to be a golfer to enjoy Cane Row. The brand new clubhouse sports some of the best burgers, pizza, wings, and many other choices, along with absolutely the best, most potent margaritas that you've ever tried. So whether it's golf, food, or just some fun, come to Cane Row and enjoy.
If you need physical therapy, choose Iberia Sports and Rehabilitation. Our licensed staff is trained at the highest level to provide a customized treatment plan to give you the best results for pain-free living. Iberia Sports and Rehab has the area's only indoor heated therapy pool and Class 4 laser device, which assists the body to heal itself naturally. To get better, go to Iberia Sports and Rehab in New Iberia, keeping Acadiana strong and healthy. Visit isrehab.com.
Want to work your body in top condition? Look no further than Frank's Specialty Fitness Equipment. Whether outfitting a home gym or a large rehab center, Frank will get you quality equipment that will last for years. Large machines or small accessories, our selection is second to none. Frank, who was born and raised in New Iberia, will see to it that your equipment is serviced even well after the sale. Visit our website at frankspecialtyequipment.com or call the office at 337-316-1231.
Quarter Tavern is the premier spot for live music. Friday, the 80s experience. Saturday, it's Sideshow. And back on Sunday, it's Chubby Carrier. 19 TVs has you covered for sports, and no bar has more outdoor seating for proper social distancing. Quarter Tavern, 910 East Main, across from McDonald's. The best drink prices in the Barry. New Iberia's happiest hours now, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, 5 to 8. Most drinks, half price. Check on their Facebook page for the monthly calendar and daily specials.
Additive Solutions LLC is protecting frontline workers in the fight against COVID-19. Additive Solutions supplies custom safety shields, air purification, and steam sanitation. Our custom glass installs quickly and is extremely easy to clean, and our industrial purifiers restore your space with the freshest air possible. We will steam sanitize and hand clean all high traffic areas in your facility. Please visit Additive Solutions LLC or call Jace Dugai at 337-577-4858.
You're listening to KANE 1240 AM and K298CQ 107.5 FM, New Iberia.
The voice of the Tesh.